Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to follow along on TV. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday, the 14th of April. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Dates don't matter.
And Jason Bishop.
Fellas, what's up?
I know. What is it? Tuesday? It's actually Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. April 14th, correct?
Yes.
That's what it says on my computer.
The only reason dates matter is for like bringing out the trash and recycling. Other than that, dates are irrelevant.
Well, my sister's birthday is coming up, so you want to know that.
Okay, birthdays, and bringing recyclables to your curb.
And bills. I mean, bills have dates.
I guess so. Those are all flexible now. You can just call
up whenever you want.
Yeah, you just call up your bank and say, I'm kind of felted. I'm felted right now. I'll have to pay later.
You can call up your bank and say, I would like to defer my mortgage payments for 90 days, and they... Yeah. Basically have to allow it. And they can't charge interest.
The big date I need to remember is three of us have our taxes prepared by the same guy, Richard Simmons, not the old
not the exercise guru.
Yeah, not He's him. An accountant. And Richard Simmons prepared my taxes, and I was getting a big return from the feds, but I had to pay Maryland.
Jelly.
And he put on there, you know, obviously the I have direct deposit. And he said, okay, so the money that's coming to you, the refund, that's going to come directly to you. But the money that you have to send in a check. And he wrote down, send it on the last day. So I just need to remember to send it on that last day, which is July now.
July 15, yeah.
That's right.
Well, let me ask Jason a question. It sounds like he's explored this option.
Yes.
So I could pay my mortgage, but we're lucky. But should I not pay it for 3 months? Should I contact my bank and put it? What do they do? They tack it onto the end of your mortgage?
It's called a forbearance. I guess the government passed some sort of an act that says your bank has to allow you to defer. If you can't afford it, I can afford it too. But since we took the salary cut, it would kind of offset that. Anyway, you can defer your mortgage payments for 30 or 90 days or so 3 months or 6 months.
I don't want to do that. I like that idea where I saw somebody floated that you could just tack it to the end of your mortgage.
Correct. You could do that.
I like that. That's good.
And they won't charge you interest on it. So you get three free months. So
I like that.
Thinking about doing it.
Right, because the end of your mortgage, you're not going to pay that anyway.
So correct.
I'll be dead.
I'll be way dead.
Well, I mean, or if you sell your house, it just tacks on to the value of the mortgage. So it's an option.
Yeah,
and by the way, I talked
to my guy.
Yesterday was a horrible day because I talked to my accountant, and I now know what I owe the government and the state, and it's a huge, huge number.
Oh, you owe the tax man a lot of cash.
Did you not adjust your withholdings?
this is all because of my mom's passing and her estate.
Yeah.
So right. I owe a big number, and so I'm holding off until the last possible minute.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pay until I'm going to postmark it by like July 12th.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing that. As well. I yep. just got to remember.
I think I already got
July.
My refund. I think I already got a little refund.
Lucky
believe me, it was
you. Lucky you.
It was paltry, but yeah.
I yeah. owe. I'm so bitter that I owe.
Your
I'm
net not- is an O.
Oh, definitely an O.
I'm going to write down during the commercial break. I'm going to write down what I owe, and you're going to fall over.
Yeah.
I can fall out of your chair.
Yeah. That just, yeah. That tells me you had a nice estate there.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I'd rather have the money there and then have to pay it, but
right.
it's still a punch in the balls.
Yeah. It's still a big check stroke.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I've never paid, I've always gotten money back.
Right. Well, welcome to the real world. Every once in a while, I got to pay.
I know. It sucks.
Every once in a while, you got to pay. But, well.
So, anyway, yeah, to answer
It's good that people have some leeway, and it's, you know, that's interesting. I'm gonna call a couple of my financial guys and see if I shouldn't explore that.
I think you should.
Why not exploit it?
That's right. Take advantage of it.
I would. Cakes, I would.
It doesn't. It can't hurt.
Jason never likes to make a full payment, even if he goes to fill up for a tank of gas.
He's always all about deferring. He buys computers, pays $20 a month.
Mr. Deferral.
Yeah, he gets
Mr. Layaway.
Man, I can't remember the last time I got gas.
You would definitely do what Bobby Bonilla did with his yearly deferral.
That'd be
You'd
nice.
Get that cash every year.
I wouldn't mind that.
I was trying to
I don't think I've gotten gas in over a month. I was close to having to get gas on the car, which I just turned in. On Friday, and I was like, there's no way. And I literally think I turned in the lease with 10 miles left on it.
Nice. You're coming in under the wire.
But now the other one, my Q5 from Audi, Rockville, has about 20 miles left.
Hmm.
You're really pushing up against it.
Well, I don't drive anywhere. I mean, I drove to the pharmacy the other day. I actually did my third Instacart order for groceries. And, of course, as soon as I finished the order, it was a big order. There were no times available. So you're encouraged. You just got to keep checking and keep checking until a time pops up. So I checked last night at midnight. No times available. I checked this morning when I got up, and there was a little window. And then they say if you grease the tip a little extra, that they'll get it to you quicker. So I put a $37 tip. Oh, on my groceries.
Wow. Big spender.
$37 tip. So I'm hoping that I get the food a little sooner than Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday is I guess in theory, they have to have it to you by Sunday. But what is today? Tuesday?
Tuesday, right.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. So let's see if greasing the tip a little bit helps.
By the way, speaking of food, tip to the cap. To Founding Farmers. Did you guys get
that was
package
great.
Yesterday?
Of course.
I did, yes.
Got the veggie lasagna, the ginger snap cookies.
I mean, that was awesome.
Yep.
They sent a nice chicken salad, a pizza.
Yeah. I think they mixed up every order because I got a better lasagna than JP's because mine had meat in it.
Yours had beef in it, right?
I'm sure the vegetable was good because everything Founding Farmers makes is really delicious, but mine had meat in it, hence... It was superior, and a bottle of hooch to go along with dinner.
They sent a bottle of hooch. They sent a bottle of some sort of a bourbon concoction.
Yeah, that's what I got, too.
Plus hand sanitizer.
Toilet paper.
Right.
I got
roll of TP.
They made like a Cosmo or something. How come I got that? Maybe it was supposed to be for someone else.
You mean your drink?
Yeah.
I think they just mixed them up randomly.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't – did I actually ask? I didn't ask for anything. They just sent us stuff, right?
Yeah. No, it's just a –
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
gift by a Founding Farmer. So thanks to them.
Yeah,
I believe our guy Steve Sarecki, who used to sponsor a lot of events for us when he was over at Priority Nissan, his daughter runs PR or public relations for Founding Farmers, and she came over to the house, knocked on the door, kind of surprised us, and boom, there was the veggie lasagna and the ginger snap cookies and the hooch.
Oh, nice.
And the hand sanitizer. So Founding Farmers, remember we had the CEO or president, I can't remember his job title, on the show last week called in and said that they're transitioning to do groceries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Home deliveries. So
right.
all these businesses
Smart.
Have to adapt.
Smart.
Oh, the chicken salad was money yesterday. I had it for lunch.
My son crushed it, so I didn't even get a chance to eat it.
What kind of hooch did they send you?
I don't even know. My wife put it in the fridge. We were talking about having some last night, but we didn't. getting the little one to sleep is a big chore. I think she is currently sleeping on the floor. I actually fell asleep roughly around 9 o'clock getting Isabella to sleep, laying next to her on the floor. And then I woke up at 9:30, and I went to the room, and I was exhausted. I should have gone to bed, but I hadn't watched Homeland yet. Cakes.
Oh, yeah, finally
Homeland
watched.
It's so silly.
You had to jump in.
It's just the only thing about Homeland is, so then I stayed up until, you know, past 11 o'clock because eventually my wife and I watched Homeland. The problem with that show is at the end you get sad because they flash only one episode left before the finale.
I know. It stinks.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Have you guys?
How about the final scene of that one with the suicide driver coming in and killing all the soldiers?
I felt so bad for those dudes.
Oh my God! They're trying to get out of the truck.
So he was trapped in a pickle. He didn't want to do it, but he had to do it.
Yep. Have you talked about the show 000? Have you guys talked about that?
I saw it. It's amazing.
Yeah, my buddy's texting me last night. He's like, that show's amazing. You got to watch this.
It's really well done.
Is it a documentary?
No, it's fiction on Amazon Prime.
Gotcha.
It's all about like the drug lords, right?
It's three interwoven stories in one, and it's really well done.
How many episodes is it?
I think it's eight. I think it's eight episodes. Yeah,
but it's really good.
I think it's worth checking out. I mean, what else do you have to do? Are you going to watch another Goff replay?
I didn't watch the Goff replay.
I mean, it's worth watch the first episode. Tell me if you like it. If you don't, you can punt it away.
I still got to do Peaky Blinders. I owe that to my kid. I got to watch it.
I'm telling you, EB, Bloodline is legit.
I'm sure it is.
It's very Ozarkish.
A lot of people telling me that Bloodline's their favorite show.
JP, I finished season two last night. The end of season two
was... You are the fastest binge watcher out there. You know what? You just don't have little ones. Your kids are kind of independent, so you've got the time.
You know what, Jason? You win the binge watching belt. You win. Yeah. Hands down winner.
Well, after dinner, I knocked out a couple episodes, and then I was actually, for me, I was up pretty late last night. It was probably up till 10.
Because I finished
Bloodline season two. Still have one more season to go. But then I got up in bed and started watching Match Point. Did you ever see the movie Match Point from 2005?
Yeah, I remember that's one. That's the one where JP got confused.
That's a great film, man.
That's really a good movie.
I think I added a twist.
Are you being serious, Jason, or do you remember when JP botched the ending to that?
I do now that you say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How hot is the scene with is it Jonathan Reese? Whatever I can't.
Myers.
Reese Myers and.
Scarlet.
Scarlet, like in the meadow when it's raining.
You always bring that scene up, Cakes.
It titillates me. I like to bring it up whenever that movie
comes
up.
She is so hot in that film.
Right.
Crazy, but hot.
Well, here's the thing about Bloodline, Jason, and it's pretty universal because since I recommended it to you, a lot of people have, and you liked it, a lot of people have been tweeting, hey, I'm checking out Bloodline, I really like it. And then those that have already watched it assail season three.
I don't remember
if I watched season three or I just punted after season two because I don't really remember season three, but nobody says season three is good. So you might just want to tap out.
Well, I heard that about season two. A lot of people said it was boring. I didn't think it was boring. But I just got to find out what happens to John Rayburn. Played by Kyle Chandler. I can't even really remember.
I just remember like there was a lot of politics involved in season two, right?
Yes and no.
Wasn't there like a money guy? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still looking forward to season three. I mean, it gets me through the days and the weeks. Yeah.
I hear you because when we start off the show and I say it's Tuesday, April 14th, it's a blur. It really is a blur.
April 14th.
Jeez. We said this a couple weeks ago. We were in Florida on March 1st and March 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a lifetime ago.
Oh, yeah. I can't even remember that. I don't even remember what the real world's like.
I just remember when we traveled down there, like I think the day we got there or maybe the next morning, there was news that the coronavirus had hit Florida, like the first like three or four cases. And they were in West Palm where we were. But, I mean, I wasn't taking it seriously at that point. I wasn't that panicked about it. I mean, I just wasn't. A few weeks later, you knew what we were in for.
Yeah.
Like you knew
what was
we
the
were
reason,
facing.
JP?
The messaging. I mean, the tone changed a couple weeks later.
I was worried. I didn't need anybody to tell me to worry.
I'd heard of it, taking the big boss seriously.
I'd heard about it, but the big boss said nothing to worry about. Yeah, I just didn't. I didn't think it was going to come.
I think
through our country like it did in China and Italy, but I was mistaken.
I think a lot of the country doesn't care what he says either way. I don't think it would have affected you, to be honest with you.
Well, and also people in the media saying it's like a cold.
It's true.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just the way it was. I mean, both sides of the media. And then a couple weeks later, there was a turn, and people were like, oh, it's on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole world should have known the date that I figured it out is when I saw what was happening in Europe. It just go to the tape. That's when the whole world should have paid attention. That's when it was like, whoa. And I think that was like middle of February. We'd all been kind of keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
But then when you just saw the bare shelves and you saw the lockdowns and the quarantines, you went, oh, my God, this is what's coming our way.
To be honest, for me, you know, you started sounding the alarm, and when I got on the plane to Florida and the person next to me wiped down their tray, I was like, okay, this is different. Because usually I'm an optimist and think, well, I remember hearing about SARS or Ebola.
Bird flu and everything,
and so many different things. Yeah, bird flu, and it never really affects us that this is the first time in a long time that one of these things actually turned out to be real.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with it all when it's all said and done, because there is increasing evidence that there's a ton of asymptomatic people out there. You know, did you guys see the story about the two New York hospitals that are testing every pregnant woman that shows up, regardless of whether they show symptoms or not?
Right.
And like 14% of asymptomatic pregnant women were positive for COVID-19, yeah. which leads you to believe, obviously, that there are a ton of undiagnosed asymptomatic cases, which we know. But when you could kind of characterize it and you could put a number on it, eventually, then we're going to really know what the mortality rate on this thing is. Because right now, if you just look at the current mortality rate based on current numbers, it's terrifying. It really is a terrifying mortality rate.
Yeah, and that's why the social distancing and staying at home is so crucial, because so many people are walking around with it without symptoms. You mentioned yesterday George Stephanopoulos being a guy whose wife has real symptoms and tested positive. And then George Stephanopoulos, the ABC reporter, former White House press secretary, has no symptoms.
That's what's so bizarre about it, is that some people have nothing and other people literally are dying or fighting for their lives.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. It's the craziest thing.
I haven't watched it in the last few days, but I've watched Chris Cuomo on occasion talking about his experience, and I mean, that guy's hallucinating. He's having chest problems, having real problems breathing.
You know,
sounds like a total nightmare.
It does, and I totally feel for him. And I don't want anything to do. That's why I keep telling my kids, I don't want anything to do with this thing. So you guys, you're staying here. I don't want your mother to have anything to do with it. I don't want you to have anything to do with it. But when I saw, so Cuomo was complaining yesterday. I guess he's like, He's having some sort of existential, you know, sort of crisis. He doesn't know if he really wants to keep doing what he's doing. This whole thing's making him evaluate his life, and I get that. But then he was complaining that somebody busted him for walking around the neighborhood with his kids. He shouldn't be walking around the neighborhood with his kids.
No,
he's got the corona.
He should be in a cube in his basement.
Yeah.
Like nowhere near any other human being.
Was he wearing a mask? Were they all wearing masks?
He tried to say that he was doing the appropriate social distancing things.
Right.
But you're supposed to be quarantined is quarantined. It's not going for a walk around the neighborhood with your kids. It's just not. Huh. It was kind of annoying. But
now it seems like he's been quarantined though for a couple weeks already.
Seems like it, yeah.
I think so, but I don't think you could go just because of certain you got to test negative, I would think, if you've tested positive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he has.
Maybe his doctor said it's okay.
I don't think so. I think his answer was,
I know his description,
basically, don't be a snitch, and I'm doing the appropriate social distancing things. I don't know. It was annoying.
I know he talked about like the 5 minutes of exercise that he has to do and how brutal it is, just like opening his chest and all
these
different things.
Yeah, there's J.K. Rowling alluded to some breathing exercises that she said helped her get through it. And he may be doing the same ones. So if we ever get the corona, Google J.K. Rowling's the breathing exercises that she did that some British doctor recommended. Do those.
I know you won't read her books.
No, but I'll do those breathing exercises.
By the way, could Trump could Trumpy have been more defensive yesterday? I don't know if you watched his presser.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
He's off the rails.
It was funny.
All right, phone numbers always. You want to get in touch with us, 800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. And you can hit up Jason on what he likes to call the Vibe Machine, which officially is the Tom Kirk Windows text machine.
Yeah, let's
1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're going to talk a little Redskins draft is what, 9 days away, I believe, 10 days away. Chris Russell, Redskins insider for 1067. The Fan's going to join us also a little bit later. Armando Salguero, who covers baseball for ESPN, he will join us. We're the Junkies, coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live this Tuesday morning on 106.7 The Fan. You can also watch us on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Chris Russell, Redskins insider, will join us coming up at 7 o'clock. I know he got into a heated exchange with Pete Medhurst over the weekend about Kyle Allen and Dwayne Haskins.
Really?
Yes.
They're going back
I think
and
what
forth?
Happened was, I mean, so Chad was... Was it Chad? No, Chad did the show with Cakes. I'm losing track of it. It might have been during Chad's actual show, during the week.
Okay.
And he had a connection problem, and then they had, I know I listened to a little, it was like Earl Forsey, Pete, and Chris were all on the line together.
Right.
And what was the beef
Chad
about?
Came back on.
Who was on whose
well,
side?
Well, it's just, you know, we can talk to Chris about the details, but it's just, you know, it's the same opinions. Who's going to end up being the starter? Dwayne Haskins, Chris Russell, what does the selfie mean? All these sort of things.
So what side was Russell on? And what side was Pete on? You don't remember?
Can Pete chime in right now?
He can.
Harris?
He can if he's not cutting, you know, whatever he does for Bloomberg.
Oh, okay,
he's not?
Right.
Okay.
I thought Pete could chime in with us.
Yeah, I think Pete, they pot him up like for a couple minutes each hour. I know when he was kind of singing to himself yesterday before he jumped on live.
Well, he probably needs to know. He typically don't go to him, so he's not there.
Yeah, actually,
with all the tech to bring everybody together, it's a very delicate house of cards right now.
Yeah, I think it's gone pretty smoothly though.
Pretty
Cakes.
Smoothly. I mean, they're going to be.
Make
a
sure you talk it up,
there.
Cakes. Yeah. Make sure you talk it up.
I endorse it for the rest of time.
Sure. Yeah.
I think it just works perfect.
I do like waking up at 5:30. I mean, there is upside to working from home. There's
major upside.
Huge upside.
Remember when we were supposed to come up with 10 things collectively that was the 10 positive things about Corona?
This is one of them.
This is number one.
This is number one.
If it's not number one, it's number two. It's a close second.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, brother.
Having my daughter home is cool, even though she doesn't want to be here. But broadcasting from this office, a close second.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. You bring that up. You know, so when they do, and I think, you know, we got to slowly start to get people back out into this society, right? We got to get this economy going again.
Sure.
I 100% believe that. And believe me, I'm terrified of this virus. I don't want anything to do with it. Yeah. I told my wife that when they open things up, I'm not averse to just sending my son back up to New York. Mm-hmm. Just go back up and just go live with your boys. Because when they start running around, they're just going to bring whatever they get home, right?
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I was telling my wife when things open up and it's pretty much, you know, that the peak has passed. And,
so you'd rather
you know,
him run around up there than down here.
Yeah. And then just if you guys are going to infect each other, just go infect each other and you're 19 and you're not going to have a problem.
You're young, healthy and vibrant.
Right.
You can survive it.
Yeah. Just don't bring that crap back home because that's the scary part is no matter when they start to let us all out and get back into doing our things. I mean, the virus is still going to be there.
What's made me feel really old and somewhat vulnerable is that the last two or three times we've had grocery runs, my oldest son has been insistent on him going out and doing the shopping. And I can read between the lines that he doesn't want Amy or this old codger going out and risking it. And doing the shopping.
Which is really nice of him.
It's very nice of him.
But if he gets it, he's just going to spread it to you.
I know.
Is he wearing a mask?
It really is a nice gesture.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's wearing gloves and mask. And
so you guys can't go to the grocery store without the mask, correct?
No, cannot.
Yep.
Not at this point.
I'm not sure if we can either.
Well, it's certainly in Montgomery County, that's the rule. And I like it because we're protecting each other, right? So people can debate, which I think is silly, whether or not it helps you at all. I think there's no question that it does. It may be a small percentage, but there's no question that it does. But it's great that everyone's wearing it to protect each other. I like it. All now, right, when I watched the presser yesterday, I will say there was a lot of comical moments about it. We don't have to get into it. But when the one guy was asking the questions with the mask on.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He was muffled.
That was hysterical.
He looked like he had one of those masks that you see some guys at the gym wear. You ever see those guys on the treadmill that wear those masks, which is long distance. I'm just telling you, it looked like really thick.
Yeah.
Black mask on.
Yeah, like you're talking about one of those things where like they restrict your oxygen.
Correct.
Or they make it seem like you're at high altitude.
You know,
or something.
EB, like the mask that Bane wears in Batman. That sort of mask.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. He was wearing some different mask. It obviously didn't look like it was some sort of medical grade thing. Probably was a homemade mask, but whatever.
Why aren't they all wearing masks in that room? I mean, they're in close proximity to each other.
I believe that they're all, at the minimum, they're given temperature checks before they're allowed in there.
Oh, they are.
For one, yeah. But anyway,
I assume they're negative, but who knows.
Either way, it's funny, and I endorse it. And I the one time I went to CVS recently, I've worn a mask out the last two times I've been out in public. And it is embarrassing. I feel weird about it.
Yeah.
But it's less embarrassing when everyone else is doing it.
I can't bring myself to do it.
Really? Yeah. I've done it a few times. It doesn't faze me at all.
But my wife won't let me go into the grocery store either, so I don't really need to. I'm the only place I go out in public is when I walk with a dog or play golf. I'm not going to wear a mask when I'm playing golf.
I'm just telling you that when other people do it, Jason, it empowers us.
Look, that's just me. I mean, if I wore a mask and people, you know, were passing me by, and they wouldn't think twice about it, right? But I just can't bring myself to do it.
Right, but here's the thing. You could say that you're being selfish. I could make that argument because the primary reason to do it is to protect others.
I know.
So I could look at you and go, look at that selfish guy. He won't wear a mask.
Well, maybe some people are.
Yeah.
But, again, my wife insists that I don't go in there unless I wear the mask. So I just sit in the car and wait for it.
I've got five. My mom sent me five. Uh-huh. So I have to kind of spread them out. Spread out the
budget those masks.
You're really not supposed to use them over and over again, right?
No, but you could just do a homemade, and then you could wash them, reuse them.
Yeah, I never took a home ec like you guys did at Thomas C. Pullen High
School. Well, I didn't make it.
What a waste. What a waste of a course.
I've never sewed in my life.
You don't know what I made in home ec? You don't know what I made in home ec.
I remember EB made some sort of like Seahawks backpack.
No, New Jersey Generals.
Oh, okay.
I made a cinch sack before they were cool, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
And you don't know what I monogrammed on it.
Nope.
A tennis racket with a ball.
I remember. I did the same cinch sack, and I did the Generals.
I should have gotten beaten up 9 times for lugging that thing around school.
I don't think I ever used it.
I just remember in high school, Cakes, instead of having a backpack like everybody else, Cakes used to bring his big green Yonex tennis bag.
Yeah, because I was a tennis stud, JP. I was a member of the number 2 doubles team at Eleanor Roosevelt. Come on. I mean, can you give me some props?
That was his gear bag.
No, it wasn't his gear bag. Maybe during the tennis season it was. But he would use that all year for his
Is that your
books.
Book bag for your books?
Yeah, it was a multi-purpose bag, some would say.
That was a big bag.
Yeah,
Eric, I don't get this, though.
Yeah.
I don't get the people who wear the masks in their car driving solo. I don't get that.
Well, I think they might just do it because they're leaving the house, and then it's a quick trip, and they're just keeping it on. They don't want to touch their face.
Maybe. I'm sure it's a quick trip. I just don't get it.
Yeah. I do it because the two times I've done it, I do it because I want to get used to it because it's so freaking awkward. So I put it on when I leave my house, and I'm just trying to get used to it.
Oh, so you're one of those.
Driving
solo, you'll wear the mask.
Well, I've only driven
twice. Because you don't want to touch your face, Jason. I was watching video.
I don't want to touch my face.
I watch all the networks. I don't remember which network it was on, but they had – some video over playing while the hosts were talking, and it was of people wearing masks, and the host asked to go back to one because it was a woman on the streets. I'll say it was New York City, but I'm not sure where it was, and she had the mask on, and then she clearly wanted to scratch an itch, and she pulled down the mask, and she just started rubbing her nose viciously, and then she pulled the mask back up.
Well,
and the discussion was like, well, how does that mask help?
I think EB should wear one during the show because he's touched his face
a
9
billion
times in the last 25 seconds.
I touch my face all the time, and frankly, I don't wash my hands that much here because I never leave.
Yeah.
I never leave.
Well,
I feel like I could touch my face a million times. I mean, I don't leave.
Well, we don't think about it. We usually don't think about it.
No, but yeah, right. But when you go out, you have to.
I understand that. But if your ear itches or your cheek itches or your nose itches, you just scratch it.
Yeah, but I think it's okay if you've come home and you've cleaned up and there's nobody sick in your house. Like, it's fine. But it's when you're out and about, that's when you're freaking in danger.
Right.
In my opinion. That's why I'm so freaked out by going anywhere. I just stay here. I just stay in the front yard or the backyard, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere this week. Might have some golf planned on Thursday, but that'll be it.
Right.
Well, if you had golf planned at Norbeck Country Club, which is an eighth of a mile from my house, you would be removing trees off of the course instead of golfing.
From all the wind?
Well, that storm that ripped through here yesterday was just vicious.
It was brutal.
I mean, trees down everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We dodged it somehow.
You didn't get any wind or rain? Impossible.
We got a little rain. I took a nap, and they said it was windy for a little bit, but I didn't have like a tree debacle the way he's talking about.
We had end of days rain and wind out here.
It was unpredictable. So I said I wasn't going to go for a run because it was rainy, and then at about 10:30, I looked outside and I was like, "Oh, it's not so bad. Let me squeeze in the run." So I start running, and there's maybe a few raindrops. By the end, it was a torrential downpour. It was a horrific decision. I completely pummeled my shoes. I don't think I'll ever be able to wear them again.
Pummeled.
I mean, I was running through like 3-inch puddles by the end of it.
Right.
See, you got to check the weather bug app, my friend, before you go out.
Well, it did. It was. It was like periodically sunny. And then I think I took a nap. And then that's when I think the little rain hit. But we didn't have like branches down everywhere, trees down. So you must have gotten a much more vicious version.
Yeah, I guess
it
depended on where you are. Baltimore got crushed.
We had a microburst that ripped through here that was pretty intense.
Right. Big trees falling down?
Oh,
like the big ones.
The biggins.
Yeah.
And I believe tonight, overnight, now I don't think the temperature is going to get that cold, maybe 40s, high 30s, but we're supposed to get snow.
You're kidding.
We're supposed to get snow tonight.
And I just
planted my flowers.
No accumulation, though. That can't
be. No.
Well, hold on. What's the temperature going to be like today? Like 50-ish?
Yeah, mid-50s. Maybe high 50s.
I'm thinking about doing the fire pit tonight, but if
it's
too cold, I don't
want to
do it. But
there's going to be a significant drop overnight.
That's when you do the fire pit, when it's nice and chilly. Warm.
No, I like to do it when it's warm.
That doesn't make any sense.
I like to do it when it's warm. I don't want to be there when it's cold.
That doesn't make any sense.
Give me 30 degrees. I'll crank up that fire pit, get it raging.
The fire pit gets you just the front of you a little bit warm. The rest of you is freezing. Yeah, no, good. At least no precip, right? I think for the next couple of days, no precip. Well, I guess you're saying snow.
Just overnight, rain and a little bit of snow, yeah.
Although I feel like you get totally different weather than me because you're so south.
I'm not south.
West, whatever you are. I don't know what you are.
I'm probably northwest of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely not south. Anyway.
I'm kind of with you, EB. I always think Virginia is south. I know
Right.
There's nuance there, the way the state's going to be.
Right.
Is he north of me?
Maybe he is.
Check it out on the map.
Yeah.
It'll be a little bit.
I've never really looked.
I think I'm north. I think where I live is north and west of where you live. It's definitely west. I think it's north.
But either way, I always feel like you have totally different weather than we do. Certainly more extreme.
Yeah, it gets a little colder.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right, we planned on doing the Sports Pages segment, and we got off the rails there talking about the Rona.
So when we come back,
let's open up the Junkies Sports Page. I know the XFL filed for bankruptcy. There's a NASCAR driver who maybe should never be racing again. So we'll get into all of that coming up next here in the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. To kind of clarify what I mentioned earlier about Chris Russell and Pete Medhurst, you can go to thefandc.com and there's a recap of their debate. So in a nutshell, Pete Medhurst seems somewhat high on Dwayne Haskins. And not that Russell was grilling his talent, but was grilling the fact that he retweeted the selfie picture. And how that was a national spectacle. Again, we'll talk to Chris here in 15 minutes. So that was kind of what they were going back and forth on.
Gotcha. Okay, good.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get Pedro on later, too, because I guess he'll be on around 7. But after 7 o'clock, maybe he can chime in
yes.
and defend his
His position.
His position on Dwayne Haskins.
That's right.
Plus, I just want to get a general Pete update because I feel for Pete.
Right.
This is just brutal. I mean, his whole life is based on sports and everything shut down.
Yeah. Right.
And we're used to seeing Pete. I mean, we would see him every day, basically, when we went to work. We haven't seen him forever.
I mean, how many different games, lacrosse games, was he scheduled to call in the spring?
Yeah.
I mean, a bunch.
I mean, Big Ten games. Those were big paydays. Right. They were good exposure for him. I mean, every sport you can think of, although I think, is the horse racing still going on, Cakes, or am I wrong about that?
I'm not sure if it's happening in Maryland or not. It might not be. I think it is in some spots, like other states, but I'm not sure if it's still occurring in Maryland.
Right. Right. Well, you know what? They probably shut it down because they don't want fans. Because they don't want fans to show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Although you could bet.
Well, you can definitely race without fans. You can run those horses without fans.
And you
I think
can
about
bet
easy
that.
Just said in my ear that it is shut down.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page, find out what's going on in the sports world. I know there's not much, but there are discussions.
Not much, as usual, but sad story. Jacqueline Cruz Towns, the mother of Minnesota T-Wolves star Carl Anthony Towns, died due to complications from corona. She was 58. And Towns posted an emotional video to his Instagram page on March 25th, revealing that his mother was in medically induced coma, but she did not make it. 58 years old.
It's brutal. No one's really saying, but did she have a bunch of other illnesses? I mean, we've seen plenty of perfectly healthy people go down with this, but did she have some other underlying issues?
That I don't know. I know that his father also tested positive for corona and was hospitalized. But he turned out okay. He was eventually released.
Right.
But her fever never got below 103.
Yeah.
And 103 is a big number.
I think so. They tell you not to take ibuprofen, right? Like, I don't know that it's been proven, but they say if you get it, for some reason there may be some sort of link there. Of course, anecdotal. And so I think they recommend people take Tylenol for that if you have a fever. But yeah, I mean, if you can't get the fever down, I guess that's I was reading this the other day. I didn't know this. When you get sick, when your fever breaks, that's kind of the indication that you've beaten the virus. Did you ever know that or think that?
When the fever breaks, that's when
that makes sense. Kind of the indication that you're over the hump and you've beaten whatever virus it is that you're tackling.
Right.
You may still feel ill for a couple days.
Well, let me ask you this.
But you're over the hump.
Do 100% of corona patients have a fever?
I don't think it is 100% of anything, no.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I think it's a very, very, very common symptom. Right, because you have asymptomatic people, right, Jason?
True. Yeah, but I would just assume the ones who are feeling it, I'm assuming they have a fever.
That's the one that they test for.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, another sad story. Tavares Jackson Cakes, who was a second-round draft pick, I believe by the Vikings, but played for four different teams, including the Seahawks, most recently in 2015. He died in a one-car accident in Alabama. Did you see the crash scene?
I did not see
it. No, was the car pummeled?
Oh, yeah. It was a Camaro. It was a red Camaro. TMZ has the photos. Overturned, hit a tree. He was flown to the hospital and pronounced dead. It was a single car accident, and it was brutal. But
was he
Tavares
hammered?
Jackson was 36 years old.
What do we know? Like, was he hammered? Was like, what was going on?
I don't know if that's come out.
Did he just?
I don't believe that's come out.
They probably
yet,
have
I
to do
it.
The toxicology. It takes a little bit of time.
Right. So was he going like 100? Like, was he just going way too fast? Did he hit a pole? Like, what
he
happened?
Hit a tree. He hit a tree.
A tree. Yeah, you hit a tree. You're arcing.
But 36 years old.
Yeah, that's brutal.
All right, so you were talking about Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson, NASCAR driver, was suspended indefinitely by NASCAR and his racing team on Monday after he dropped a racist slur during a virtual racing event. He's 27. He's from California.
And he dropped the N-word, right?
He dropped the N-word. He was competing in an iRacing event on Sunday night when he lost communication on his headset with his spotter, and then he dropped the N-word.
Yeah.
And
he's
was
a moron.
Caught. Yeah, he's just.
I mean, he's as dumb as you can be. Yeah.
I'm wondering, can he come back? I mean, will anybody?
I don't know, man. That's you're like
a tough one
to sponsor.
I mean, I would assume his sponsors have all dropped him.
I would guess. I mean, you're going to distance yourself as far as you can from that dude.
Now he apologized, but you know, of course, he's going to apologize. He's trying to save his career.
Yeah, he's just a complete idiot. I don't know what to say.
I agree. I mean, when I heard the story, I was like, well, you just shake your head.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't think we ever talked about the XFL. We didn't talk about them suspending operations, I don't believe.
I know. I'm distraught about this, even though I didn't watch it as much as I hoped I would. Yep. I feel bad for all the guys.
Yeah. Yep.
They only lasted five games. They canceled the second half of the season. And now they have filed for bankruptcy in Delaware, and there are a list of 5,000 creditors. So the filing estimated the league's liabilities between $10 million and $50 million to up to 5,000 creditors, including Bob Stoops, who is owed $1 million.
Jim Zorn.
Jim Zorn is owed, I believe, what, about 700 grand?
580, I think. Oh, almost okay. $585,000.
So are those guys, when you file for bankruptcy, I guess sort of in theory, like they don't have to ever pay those guys back, right?
I think that's the way it generally works.
Like, filing for bankruptcy is brutal.
Well,
like,
if you don't have money to pay them.
Yeah.
Mark Trestman, who was the head coach of Tampa Bay, he's owed $778,000. Winston Moss, who served as coach and GM of the Wildcats, he's owed about $590,000. Pep Hamilton, who, of course, was the coach of the Defenders, is the only coach not listed, so he must have got paid in full.
Wow.
So I don't know how they're going to pay these guys, if ever. Probably not.
Yeah, that's just brutal. I feel bad for them. It looked like it was something that had they had something there, and, I mean, they had no shot. You had no shot at trying to start a fledgling league in this environment, and you could never see it coming. It just sucks.
Really
I feel
does.
Bad for the coaches that it was sort of another lifeline for. I feel bad for all the players that it was another sort of opportunity to pursue their dreams and their passions. Even if they never played in the NFL again, it was an opportunity to continue to play.
Yeah.
And also sucks. Build a resume to hopefully get back to the NFL at some point. It just sucks for those guys.
It sucks. And it was something extra for us. If there was nothing else on, you could put it on and something. You'd kill for XFL right now.
Oh, you'd tune in? I would so tune in for like a Wildcats.
You would kill for it.
I would now. Game. You're right. You definitely would. Wasn't watching much of it during the season, but I would now.
You would kill 100%. For it right now.
Yeah, because I'd be betting on it.
Yeah.
I mean, Cakes, who knows? We might have DFS lineups.
That's right. You wouldn't be betting on guys playing video games. Betting on DFS right now on like League of Legends video games.
I don't know the difference because I'm dumb, but there's like Class A shares and Class B shares, I guess, and they say that Vince owned 100% of the Class A shares. So I take that to mean the vast majority of that debt he owes.
So he owned 100% of Class A, and he owned 24% of Class B.
Right.
So, again, no idea what that is.
He just took – I mean, he knew he was going to lose money, but I guess it reached a point where he's like, I can't lose this much. We're going to have to fold up shop. Crazy.
So what is Vince McMahon's net – I'm going to look up his net worth.
He's got to be worth $500 million, right?
Maybe even more after the
Is he a billionaire? Is Vince McMahon a billionaire from wrestling?
I'll tell you, right? His net worth is $1.9 billion.
Wow.
How old is he? 75?
I don't
know.
Is he that
old?
Look him up. I don't know.
He's pretty old.
I have to say, I understand why they filed for bankruptcy. I mean, how could you start a league in this environment? But I was a little bit surprised I was just still a little bit surprised that he just didn't try to persevere through it. It must have just been impossible.
Saw those bills mounting.
Well, he knew he was going to lose money early on. Maybe they just did. I mean, like, I feel bad for Andrew Luck's dad, the guy that we had in studio.
Oliver Luck.
Great guy.
Yeah.
It's smart McMahon, guy. 74 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy. Still on the roids.
Still married to Linda?
I think so.
Former Junkies guest.
I think that's so, yeah. She was pretty cool. I actually liked her. What was her? Linda McMahon?
Yeah, Linda.
Yeah,
I think she's part of the Trump administration.
Is she?
Pretty sure she is.
Yeah. She definitely had some political aspirations at one point.
Yeah, she ran for governor. I think she's the administrator of the SBA. Oh, no, she's no longer. She was from 2017 to 2019.
Right. All right, Darius is freaking out saying we got to go to break, JP.
All right, we will.
All right,
Chris Russell's going to join us next. We'll get his perspective on Dwayne Haskins reposting the selfie picture and what that means. We'll get to that next. You're on the Jungle.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.